On this Saturday morning, 23 degrees in the Twin Cities on this holiday weekend. Time for another wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Jack, good morning.
Hi there, Denny. How are you this morning?
I'm full of turkey right now, but I know you're going to be talking about other things, but I have to say, over the years, you are right on the money with that Vouvray with turkey.
Yeah, it's marriage made in heaven. We've been touting that for 53 years, and I've never, ever had anybody call and say, I didn't like that with turkey, ever. And
absolutely.
So that's quite an accomplishment. One of the things we talk about on this Saturday, usually, is leftovers.
Absolutely.
So that's quite an accomplishment. And I think I've shared this story many years ago. We had a family contest between my daughters-in-law to see who could make the best dish out of the leftover turkey. And they did turkey tetrazzini and a turkey casserole, even turkey chili. However, the winner was turkey shepherd's pie. Now, shepherd's pie is an old-time English dish. It's baked in the oven, and with a Thanksgiving shepherd's pie, you layer the dressing, then put the turkey down on the dressing. This is a casserole dish. You layer the dressing, then the turkey, the sliced or whatever, and then mashed potatoes, and then cover that whole thing with gravy and bake it in the oven. And we did that again last night. We've done it every year the day after Thanksgiving since it won that shepherd's pie. And I'll tell you, it's a whole new dish, even though it's all the recycled stuff from the night before. But it is absolutely terrific. Again, you layer the dressing, then you layer some turkey, then you layer the mashed potatoes, and then cover that all with the gravy, pop it in the oven, and bake it for, depending on the size of the baking dish, etc. But anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour in about a 350 oven. And I'll tell you, you're going to be absolutely overjoyed. And, of course, with that, we had a absolutely delightful bottle of Beaujolais that just seemed to enhance it so perfectly. I can't say enough for that shepherd's pie. It's one of my favorite dishes. I may even like it better than Thanksgiving itself. It's so good. But, you know, there's wonderful things you can do with turkey. Turkey tetrazzini is awfully good. Turkey au gratin. One of the things that's kind of interesting is I had last year a panini made with turkey with cranberries on it. And it was really, talk about a grilled sandwich that really hit the spot. That cranberry with its sweet acidity with the turkey and some Italian cheese was just absolutely terrific. And then with the very final leftovers, the carcass of the turkey, what would be better than wild rice turkey soup? A great Minnesota tradition, being the number one turkey grower in the United States and a very close second in wild rice production to Louisiana. And you make that, you cook up, boil up that carcass and add some rice. And if you have a Riesling with that, perhaps a Dr. Tannish Riesling, what a combination that is made in heaven. It's great, great use of turkey leftovers. And don't forget that while we had our Beaujolais last night, which was absolutely delightful, you could still have that same Vouvray Denny referred to. Vouvray is a Chenin Blanc grape. It comes from the Loire Valley in France. And it's just perfect with turkey, in my opinion. They make a Chenin Blanc in South Africa called Steen, S-T-E-E-N. And they actually make far more of that than they do of Chenin Blanc in France. But it isn't quite the same. That Loire Valley Vouvray is just absolutely wonderful with turkey and even with turkey leftovers. And, you know, it's an inexpensive wine, too, which is just amazing. Under $15, and you just can't beat it. Another good wine to have with leftover turkey is Mecon Village. Mecon Village is a southern Burgundy. It's a Chardonnay grape, 100%. It's right above Beaujolais, and Macons are, they make red and white, but we're going to just talk about the white here, which is the Chardonnay from Southern Burgundy. It's soft, it's easy, it's accessible, and it's a very pleasant wine to have with anything, not only just leftovers, but with any dish. And, of course, let's not forget the wonderful Pinot Noirs from Oregon. Some of those Pinot Noirs that are coming out of Oregon today rival the great Pinot Noirs that come out of Burgundy. It's just amazing how that area has blossomed and grown. I remember going to the very first Pinot Festival. They didn't have enough hotel rooms. You had to stay in dormitories at the college campus there in a dorm room that wasn't air-conditioned, and it was hotter than the hinges of hell. And a camaraderie was marvelous. It's the first time I ever had plank salmon. And plank salmon is just salmon that's cooked on a cedar. And ever since, that's how we do all our salmon, is when we're doing it on the grill, we soak a piece of cedar until it's sopping wet, and then put the salmon on top of that and put it on top of the grill and cover the grill up and let it smoke and cook away. And you get that kind of combination, cooked and smoked salmon. It's absolutely fabulous. And, of course, showcases Pinot Noir beautifully, whether we're talking about a Pinot Noir from Burgundy or one from Oregon. And speaking of Burgundy, the wine auction results, the wine auction in Burgundy, which is quite famous, was a week ago tomorrow, last Sunday. And it sets the prices for Burgundy all over the world. And it was up considerably. It's the second highest auction ever. It's for charity, and it raised over 23 million euros, which is about close to $25 million. It was just wonderful. That's the good news. It was great for the charity there, the hospital. However, not so good for Burgundy lovers because the prices are increased a bit, and that sets the price for all over Burgundy. So all the Burgundies will be going up slightly, not giant jumps, but slightly. And like I say, the good news is it raised a lot of money for a good charity. But I digress. We're talking about some of these wonderful dishes. Turkey tetrazzini, you know, you might want to try that with a light Chianti or even a light Tuscan wine. Very, very good. And as I said, that turkey sandwich, when you add the cranberry sauce and grill it, it is absolutely marvelous. You could have a glass of beer with that and be happy as a clam. Or you could try something different like a Cote de Rhone. Very, very nice with that turkey sandwich. And like I say, that cranberry sauce adds just the right amount of fruity acidity. It was delicious. And turkey wild rice soup, I mentioned a German Riesling would be good with that. But it also might be very pleasant if you have it as a white Bordeaux. White Bordeaux is a combination of Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc. And the Semillon softens down the acidity in that Sauvignon Blanc to produce a wonderful wine that it gets overlooked all the time. Every time we have white Bordeaux, people say, my, this is marvelous wine. What is it? And it's white Bordeaux. We just don't think about it too often, unfortunately. I had also some turkey chili, which was absolutely terrific. And turkey curry isn't bad either. That chili, of course, I like a Gary Bay Malbec with it from Argentina. That Malbec just seems to go so well with that sweet tomato and nice acidity that you get in most chilies. A simple turkey and brie sandwich with a sparkling wine like Boisset's Cremant de Bourgogne would be absolutely delicious together. If you wanted to make a turkey calzone, you could do that very easily, incidentally, by using crescent rolls if you don't feel like making the dough yourself. They're a great substitution. And with that calzone, I kind of like a Barbera d'Asti, which is a wine from the Piedmont area of Italy, and it really is a very pleasant red wine that would go very nicely with that. I imagine having turkey pizza, but again, that would be a good wine to have with Cassafiorelli Chianti. It'd be perfect. Or you take a squash, and acorn squash, for example, and stuff it with the stuffing left over from the turkey and have something like a Sancerre, which is Sauvignon Blanc, again from the Loire Valley. It would be absolutely terrific, that Sancerre with the stuffed squash and that a little seasoning. I think you get the idea. You can make a lot of things with that leftover turkey. It's not such a liability as some people might think, because it's a regular ore vein of wonderful things that you can cook in the kitchen. It's just absolutely terrific. And it's comfort food. You know, especially on these cold, nippy days that we're having right now, all these dishes I mentioned are really deep flavor, rich flavors, foods that are full in body, and you want a full-bodied wine to have with it. You know, as I mentioned before, those Côte de Rhones are great, and the Chateauneuf du Pape on a cold night like tonight by the fire would be absolutely wonderful with any of these root vegetables stewed and turkey prepared in any way. It really, the wines we're talking about here have a warming quality, and I think that's what you need on a chilly day is a warming quality. And whether you're going to have a Rioja from Spain or Chateauneuf du Pape or a more modest Côte de Rhone, they're all perfect. And at night, just before you go to bed by the fire, have maybe a glass of port and a slice of Stilton cheese, you know God is in heaven and all is right with the world. And you know, it's kind of fun when we're talking about these food and wine combinations are that, is to elevate an old favorite dish. And you can do that by not changing the dish at all, but by changing the wine. Just add a new wine to it, and you'll be just so delighted you did. It's a wonderful way to celebrate after Thanksgiving when you have all that wonderful food left over. Instead of looking at it, as I said, like a big liability, look at it as a resource in your refrigerator to make all sorts of dishes that the family is going to love, and you're going to come out just like a champion by picking the right wine to go with one of these side dishes that all of a sudden have become main dishes from that wonderful turkey carcass, which, as I said, is the best thing to have in your refrigerator because you can do so many things with it. Incidentally, we are today celebrating Black Friday at Haskell. We'll take 20% off anything that breathes, and all the wines, 20% off. The differences are BOGOs and our hot values. Everything else, you're able to take 20% off today, tomorrow, and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. So do stop in. And don't forget, if you're a Bacchus reward member, you get double points all weekend in addition to getting 20% off all those wines. It's a great, great deal. And we've got even some doorbuster deals to celebrate Black Day or whatever. And then on Cyber Monday, we will offer 15% off of all of Haskell's gift cards. That's a great value. If you're going to give somebody a wonderful gift and you don't know what wine they like, give them a gift card and buy it tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday, because you get 15% off if you buy it on those days. Well, there you have it, I think, a good recipe for leftover turkey. And like I say, part of the deal is to have a mindset that it isn't a leftover turkey that you have a chore to get rid of, but it's a great resource to have in your refrigerator to create a wonderful meal. And like I said, do yourself a favor. Try it with a different wine. It'll put a whole new slant on the dish, and you will look just like a champ.
Absolutely. Jack, give us the locations of those Haskells.
Okay, Denny. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine with food, and they do a good job of it. So stop in at one of the Haskell's. There's a Haskell's near you where you could save enormously today because of the Black Saturday. Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior. There's a Haskell's in Faribault. Our Maple Grove store is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, one in Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in, go to Haskell's online, Haskell's.com. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver.
Absolutely. Jack, let's talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
That's Jack Farrell from Haskell's.